This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Some time ago, we began a study of the topic, the suffering of being hated, based upon a number of passages which I read in your hearing at that time. However, we have been unable to finish that series, and I thought that today I would begin by a brief review of what we had said thus far, and then continue on with this very vital topic. First of all, I want to read to you from the words of Jesus Christ as found in the 15th chapter of the book of John. And I'd like to encourage you to get your Bible and read along with me and see if the things that we say are so according to the Word of God. Beginning now with verse 18 in the 15th chapter of John. If the world hateth you, you know that it hath hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, a servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. That indicates that Jesus is telling them, that is, his disciples, that as they reacted to him in his teaching of the truth, so they would react basically to them in their teaching of the truth. Sometimes we hear people the idea that if one lives the Christian life, everybody in the whole wide world will love him. But this simply is not true, and it's not true for the simple reason that some men do not love righteousness. Some men hate righteousness. In fact, just in the past few days, word has come to me of a group of people, many of them young people, who went into another part of the United States, attempting to teach the gospel of Christ, where various people opposed them, even violently and physically. Jesus indicated in Luke chapter 6, verse 26, that you should beware when all men speak well of you. In other words, be careful if everybody says you're good or great, because that will indicate very likely that you're not speaking the truth or you're not living the Christian life as Jesus would have you to live. There's another very valuable passage found in 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning with verse 14. I believe I'll go back to verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial among you, which cometh upon you to prove you, as though a strange thing happened unto you, but insomuch as your partakers of Christ's suffering rejoice, that at the revelation of his glory also ye may rejoice with exceeding joy. If ye are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are ye, because the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God resteth upon you. For let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler in other men's matters. But if a man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. Now the apostle there indicates that if it is the case that we suffer because we're doing what Jesus would have us to do, then we're blessed and we should rejoice because of it. But if we suffer for doing evil, and sometimes we do, then we should be ashamed of that. During his earthly ministry, Jesus told his disciples that he himself would be hated. I've already read the passage from John 15, which indicated that. He warned them that they also would be hated. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. Why did he do this? Because being hated is one of the worst sufferings that man can endure. And our Lord knew that his disciples needed to be forewarned. Imagine an athletic team playing at home or playing away from home. So many times the home team wins. And I think most men are agreed that it's because the crowd is with them. They are pleading for them to do well, whereas when they're away from home, the people are pleading for them to do poorly. Which would be worse, to have a horrible disease or to be hated of all men? Imagine being hated by everybody and loved by no one. When we think about this, we can understand why Jesus would warn his disciples and through them us about the suffering of being hated because we love and obey the truth. Be with us next time as we continue this vital study of the suffering of being hated.